Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready to dive into something interesting? Today we're taking a deep dive into online business and personal success with the first episode of the Victor Akinremi podcast.
Oh yeah, I'm excited about this one.
Me too.
Yeah.
Especially since I know you're interested in mentioning a specific area related to the listener's interests that ties into business or personal growth.
Definitely.
And Akinremi really hits hard with this idea that the most important business you'll ever run is yourself.
That's such a good point. And he really emphasizes that right away, like right off the bat, you know he's serious about it.
So let's break that down for a second.
Okay, yeah.
When we say treat yourself like a business, what does that actually look like in practice? What do we actually have to do?
No, I mean, think of any successful business, right? It has a clear vision, a solid plan for growth, constantly looks at how it's performing.
Makes sense.
Akinremi is saying we should treat ourselves the same way.
So we're like the CEOs of B Incorporated, right?
Exactly.
I like that.
And so then, just like a business needs to provide value to its customers to keep growing.
Right. Got to give the people what they want.
We need to figure out what we bring to the table.
So what problems can we solve?
Exactly. Because that's what he says is at the heart of any online business that's really successful solving problems.
Yeah, he really emphasizes that there's not some kind of secret formula.
Right.
It's about seeing a need and figuring out how to meet that need.
And you know what's a perfect example of that? Give a concise, relatable example.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
They saw that problem that people were facing and bam, built their whole business around solving it.
That's really smart.
It's about knowing your audience and giving them something they'll actually find useful.
It's so simple when you put it like that.
Right.
But I'm betting most people get caught up in chasing the latest trends instead of focusing on that, you know, like really providing value.
100%. And that's where being relentless comes in, which he talks about a lot.
Yeah. What does he say about that?
It's like when a door closes, you find another one that's open, or you build your own door.
You got to be resourceful.
Exactly. Whether it's building a business or even just reaching your own personal goals, it takes that kind of grit.
Pushing through those setbacks, those moments when you just want to give up.
Yeah, resilience is key. That's what he calls it.
So we need resilience, not just for business, but also for personal growth.
Because think about it.
Oi?
Not focusing on your own development, that's like building a business on a foundation that's like crumbling underneath it.
Building on sand.
Exactly. You might see a little progress, but it's not going to last.
Yeah, that's a recipe for disaster, for sure. And when he says personal growth, it's not just like, you know, going on a silent retreat or something.
No, no, it's way more practical than that.
Okay, good.
He's got these three main areas: mindset, health, and relationships.
I see.
And you can't just ignore one. He says they all kind of affect each other.
Like that weak link thing, right? Mm-hmm. One part's weak, it throws everything up.
So
mindset, let's start there. What's he say about that?
So he's all about this positive, you know, growth mindset.
Right.
Seeing challenges as like opportunities, believing you can actually get better at things.
That makes sense. You got to believe in yourself first.
Yeah, because if you don't, how are you going to convince anyone else?
Oh, boy.
Especially like customers, investors, whoever.
Makes sense.
It all starts with you.
Okay, so that's mindset. Now, what about health? Asking for a friend.
He's got a pretty well-rounded view on that, actually.
Okay, good, because I thought it was going to be all kale smoothies and stuff.
No, no. He talks about food and exercise and sleep, but also like dealing with stress, being mindful.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah, because if you're running on empty all the time, you're not going to be at your best for anything, right?
Oh, tell me about it.
Business, personal life, it all takes a hit.
Yeah, when I don't get enough sleep, forget it. I'm useless.
Exactly. So he's really stressing the importance of taking care of yourself.
Okay, so we've got mindset, health. What was the last one? Relationships.
That's the one. And he says to surround yourself with good people, supportive people.
That sounds like good advice for, well, for life in general.
Right. He even compares it to like building a team for your business.
Interesting. How so?
He's saying you want people who get you, who want you to succeed, who'll have your back when things get tough.
Oh, I like that. Your own personal board of advisors.
Exactly. Just like in business, a good team can make all the difference.
Speaking of challenges, I think this ties into that whole success without fulfillment thing he talks
about. Oh, yeah. That quote really resonated with me. Success without fulfillment is failure. So good.
It's powerful, but what does fulfillment even mean? You know?
Yeah.
It seems like it'd be different for everyone.
It totally is. It's personal, right? It's about doing things that match up with your values, going after goals that actually mean something to you.
So how do we figure out what that is, what actually fulfills us? That feels like a whole other deep dive.
It could be, for sure. But he has this 15-minute challenge as a starting point.
Oh yeah, he talks about that a lot, spending 15 minutes every day on personal growth.
It's such a simple idea, but so smart.
Definitely more doable than trying to fit in a whole hour of meditation or something.
Right. It's about consistency, not adding more stress.
So if someone's listening and thinking, all right, 15 minutes, I can try that.
Yeah.
Where should they start?
He suggests starting with whichever of those three areas needs the most attention right now. You know, mindset, health, or relationships.
Yeah, that makes sense. Focusing on what needs work.
Like if you're super stressed out, maybe those 15 minutes, you use them for a quick workout.
Oh, yeah.
Or some deep breathing. Even just going for a walk can help.
Just getting away from everything for a minute.
Totally.
So it's like tailoring it to what you need right then.
And the best part, even if it's a small thing, doing it every day, it adds up.
It's like those baby steps, right?
Totally.
They say a journey of 1,000 miles.
Begins with a single step.
Exactly. Except in this case, it's a 15-minute step. Uh-huh.
Love it. And I think that really sums up what Akinremi's saying.
Yeah.
He's giving people the tools to take charge of their lives, their careers, one little step at a time.
He's not just telling you to climb the mountain. He's giving you the map, the gear, the whole nine yards.
And reminding you to enjoy the climb, you know. It's not all about the destination.
It's about the journey, right?
Exactly. And to circle back to that, quote, success without fulfillment.
Oh, yeah, the big one.
Is failure. Those 15 minutes, they're an investment in more than just your goals.
It's about building a life that feels, I don't know, authentic.
That's a good word for it.
Yeah, and it feels like he's giving us the key to that, but we have to be the ones to actually use it.
100%. So true.
Yeah, good takeaway there.
Big time. So as you're working towards your own goals, whatever they are.
Yeah, everyone's got their own thing.
Remember, even the little things you do, if you stick with them, they can make a big difference.
Absolutely. And on that note, I think we've reached the summit of this deep dive.
I like that.
Into the world of Victor Akinremi and all his insights on, you know, unlocking your potential.
Definitely recommend checking out his podcast if you want to learn more.
Yes, do it. And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, keep building that awesome life you're working towards.